It said, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will, everybody say will. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I was going to say, pinch your neighbor. Don't do that. You pinch yourself and say, all flesh. That means everybody. Everybody. Amen. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Verse 29. And also upon the servants and the handmaidens, in those days I will pour out my spirit. God bless you. You can be seated in Jesus' name. We'll be making reference to a lot of scriptures in the book of Acts, real quick, and tagging in with many of them. The first of which is in Acts chapter 2, verse number 16. Acts chapter 2, verse number 16. I want us to understand, first of all, this morning, that the book of Joel is a prophecy. It was of the Old Testament, of something that was going to happen. Amen. And then we see the fulfillment thereof in Acts chapter 2. In Acts chapter 2, verse number 16, as Peter stands up and begins to preach, he quotes the verses in which we just read. And that is, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. And on your servants and my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit. And they shall prophesy. I want to preach to us this morning that it's time to receive the Holy Ghost. Yeah. It's time to receive the Holy Ghost. There are three different terms in which the New Testament talks about receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. All three terms are synonymous or equal with each other. The first is found in Acts chapter 8 and verse number 15. Acts chapter 8 and verse number 15, the Bible said, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive. Everybody receive. Amen. Receive the Holy Ghost. Skipping down four verses, it is mentioned again with the same word. And it says, saying, give me also this power that on whom I lay my hands on, he may receive the Holy Ghost. So the notice the term that I want to capitalize on here is receive. That's one word. And then in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 4. I'm going a little bit quickly here. Just hang on to the specific words that I'm trying to use. And don't get bogged down necessarily in going to every single scripture. Amen. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 4 said, and they were all filled. Everybody say filled. The last word that we said was received. This one is that they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. Also in chapter 9 of the same book of Acts, verse number 17, Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on them, brother Saul, the Lord Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight. But it was good that Paul was going to receive his sight, but I got something even better, that you are going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we have received and we have filled. There's two words there in the New Testament that are synonymous or the same as each other. The third word is in Acts chapter 1 and verse number 5. Acts chapter 1 and verse number 5. It said, "And John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost." Amen. Ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. So all three of these terms, receive, being filled, and being baptized with the Holy Ghost, mean the same thing. You receive the Holy Ghost, you're filled with the Holy Ghost, and you are baptized with the Holy Ghost. There are three other very important things that I want to mention here also. First of all, the Holy Ghost is a gift.
Yes. Yes.
The Holy Ghost is a gift. How many like gifts?
Hallelujah.
Well, some of you ain't telling the truth.
Hey,
everybody likes gifts. Give me more. Give me as many as you want to give me, right? Because everybody likes receiving. Well, I'm telling you today that God Almighty has a gift for each and every one of us that He is eager to give if you want to receive it. If you want to say, "Go ahead, let me have it." Is referred to in the Bible as a gift. The Holy Ghost has already been given. I want us to understand that. It has been given and to those that believe. Those that believe. Do I have any witnesses that the Holy Ghost is good? Amen. The Holy Ghost, also number three, can be yours if you receive it. If you'll receive it, it can be yours. Now, I understand we're living in a day today where a lot of people say, "Well, that was for those people back then." But I've come to tell you that you told me that too late, because I got the Holy Ghost. Just like the Bible said. And I'll tell you something else. It's the best gift I've ever had. It's the best gift I've ever had. Nobody can do me like Jesus. Nobody can touch me like Jesus. Nobody can touch me. Today that are a little bit excited, but they're feeling what I'm feeling. I get excited when I talk about the Holy Ghost, because He's done so much for me that I cannot tell it all. He's given me the ability to live victorious. He's given me the ability to live victorious. Acts chapter 1, Jesus began to talk about the Holy Ghost. In there in verse number 5, He said, "But ye," everybody say me.
Me.
That's you. Even today, and I'll prove this to you in the scripture. He said, "But ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." Notice, He said it would happen because He used the word "ye shall." You know what's awesome? Is the Bible never grows old. It's the same yesterday, today, as it will be 100 years from now. Amen. His promises are for you today. His promises are true, and He wants to fill you with His Spirit. He said, "Ye shall receive." Not maybe. Not hopefully.
Amen.
but ye shall.
Yeah.
You're going to get it. Why? Because he wants to give it. I don't need that. Don't take up. Josh isn't here right now. Oh, there he is back there. He just switched seats. Brother Josh, you said something. I don't mean to diss on him in any way, shape, or form, but I want you to hear me. He said, I'm thankful that God chose me out of billions of people. The fact of the matter is, he chose all those billions of people because he died for every single one.
Yeah!
Huh? You understand what? He died for all those billions of people.
That
he died on the cross, amen, so that we can all be set free. What needs to happen is we need to make the choice, because he already did. I said he already did. He already said, I want him, and him, and him, and him, and that million, and that 5 million, and that billion, and that trillion. I died for all of them. He already made the choice that he loves you, and he wants you. You've got to make the choice. Come on, because he ain't holding back nothing from you today. He's eagerly waiting. The Bible even said that the angels, all of heaven, is looking down. I'm going to tell you today, we right here at Souls Harbor on this Sunday afternoon have got the attention of all of heaven. All the angels are coming. I'm going to get even a little bit better. You want to know what's really happening? There's these angelic heads that are popping out of the ceiling, looking down and saying, oh, I can't wait to see what happens in that place. I can't wait to see what God wants to do, who God wants to touch. As God moves in this house, he said, oh, I got some gifts for you, and you'll just receive it. I brought some stuff for you. Scripture said, greater is he that is in me. I got a greatest gift known to man. You can't give me a car. You can't buy me a house. You can't give me enough money that takes the place of the gift of what he has designed to give you today. Oh, hallelujah. In fact, in Acts chapter 1, and verse number 8, it said, and ye shall, he uses the word shall, ye shall receive power.
Yes.
Amen. Everybody say power.
Power.
You shall receive, not maybe, not hopefully, but ye shall.
Power.
You're going to receive the power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Does anybody want some power?
Yeah.
Now, I probably won't give you a good response here. But I struggle with my flesh.
Right.
You don't struggle with your flesh? But I'm going to tell you there's something about the power of the Holy Ghost that helps you. Amen. That helps you overcome. It helps you overcome your flesh. One of the boys, this young man right here, I love to hear this young man's prayers. He was praying last Sunday. God filled him with the Holy Ghost last Sunday. And I listened to him pray, and he said, God, help me to be good.
Yeah.
And that's what God wants to do. He wants to give you the power to be good. You don't get good to get God. You get God to say, help me to be good. That we've got to get good. I got to get this perfect, and I got to get that perfect in my life, and I got to do. No. That's not right. That's not what the Bible says.
Right.
You get him, and he'll help you.
Right.
He'll help you not cheat. He'll help you not sin anymore, because he gives us power. Jesus said, ye shall receive power. Not maybe. I'm going to give you a stick of dynamite.
Yes. Wow.
That stick of dynamite that I'm fixing to give you is going to blow sin out of the water. What you used to do, you're not going to do anymore. Do you want that? dynamite of the Spirit of God to blow that sin out of me. Because that's when the power of the Holy Ghost, that's when the power of the Holy Ghost will do for you tonight. Jesus was talking very positively. He was talking very direct that it would happen. Not a maybe, it would happen. Then we see that fulfillment in Acts chapter 2, verse number 1 through 4. It said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, just like we are here today. We're in one place, and I feel Jesus in this house. I'm not just saying that. I believe there's some others that you feel Jesus in this house. There's something stirring on the inside of people's hearts today. You feel something different that you've never felt before. You feel something stronger and more power than you've ever felt before. And I'm telling you, it's Jesus. And he's got a gift in his hand. And it's in got it for you. It's already here. You just got to receive it. Then verse number 2 said, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all of the house where they were sitting. Amen. And it appeared unto them like cloven tongues, like as a fire. And it shut up. They didn't know really how to articulate or how to say what it felt like. And I heard that many, many times before. Matter of fact, Sister Kathy, I asked her last night in a little Bible study. I asked Sister Kathy, I said, what it felt. She goes, I don't know. It was just something that I've never felt before. And it was so very, very good. Amen. I'm going to tell you, sometimes you can't even put words into the gift. I know sometimes we get gifts, right? And we go, thank you. Oh, thank you very much. But I'm going to tell you, it's hard just to say, thank you, Jesus. It's like, oh, thank you, 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 thank you. And when you say thank you, thank you, thank you again, because it's the greatest gift that you could ever, ever receive. Oh, hallelujah. And then verse number 4, it said, and they were all, there's that word again, all filled, there's that word filled, with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. I'm going to tell you today, you're not going to have to take some class. Nobody's going to have to say, okay, say this 50 times really fast. No, that's not the Spirit. What it is when God fills you with His Spirit. You don't need to be told. You don't need to be taught. You just need to say, here I am, Lord. Soul. You may not be able to put it into words, but you will feel a difference with the power of the Holy Ghost. I want to just take just a moment and give you a different perspective. It's a troublesome thought because our perspective, I believe, is somewhat out of whack. We've been taught a quote-unquote formula or an idea on how to receive the Holy Ghost, which has come from the book of Luke, chapter number 24 and verse 29. The Bible said here that, behold, I send, this is Jesus speaking, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Could it be today, my friend, that we have bought in to the ideology to tarry or wait for the Holy Ghost? I believe that we have bought into that, but it is not scriptural.
Right.
It is not scriptural. Listen to me for a moment. If we have to tarry for the Holy Ghost, then we need to go back to Jerusalem.
Amen.
Amen.
Because that's what his instruction said, did it not?
Yes.
Tarry ye until you be endued with power from on high. But he said, go to Jerusalem. So if that's the case, then we got to go all the way back to Jerusalem. But he just said that that one time they got it. And from then on, it wasn't something that they had to wait for any longer. Because when you get into more scriptures and you study this out, you will find after that initial pouring out of the Holy Ghost, they got it everywhere outside of Jerusalem. Read in your Bible and you'll see when they went to Samaria and when they went here, and the Holy Ghost was poured out and poured out and poured out. So it's not a matter of, amen, of tarrying. And you'll notice also in the scripture, which is so exciting to me, that they didn't have to wait on it. They had to receive it.
That's right.
And so the idea is, well, I'm just waiting for the Holy Ghost. No, you ain't waiting on the Holy Ghost. You ain't waiting on God. God's waiting on you to say,
amen.
Give it to me. I'll take it. I want it. I'm ready right now to receive it. Instead of the ideology, okay, God, well, I guess, and you understand the devil wants you to buy into the idea that you're not good enough.
Right.
You'll pray and you'll seek God and you want his spirit, and then you get the enemy getting in your head and he gets you all messed up, and he'll try to convince you that you aren't good enough, that you haven't done enough, that there's all kinds of things.
Right.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll try to make you feel there's somebody here even today that you thought just like this, that the enemy has got into your mind and even said, has spoken to you, if I can use it that way. He's got in your head and told you the reason why you ain't getting the Holy Ghost is because you got some hidden sin. No. You ain't got no hidden sin. You either know it or you don't. And God knows everything.
Yes.
And if you have done everything you know to do to repent, God, I'm doing everything I know. I've repented of my sins. Then let me tell you what. You are a candidate to receive the Holy Ghost. And you don't have to say, well, I wonder if God wants to. I wonder if it's because of sin in my life. I wonder. No, it's all you've got to do is repent and say, let me have it. You don't have to go through a long, drawn-out ordeal, amen, because God isn't...
God isn't dangling it over your head like a carrot to get you cut.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Don't you want this? Come on. You don't want it. Come on. You don't want it neither. Come on. Come on. Spirit, he wants to give you, if you haven't experienced this grace. great gift called the Holy Ghost. You can get it today. It's yours. It's your, you don't have to wait till your birthday.
Come on.
You don't have to wait until you turn 15 or 16 or 21.
No, you can drive this gift right now.
Right.
Huh?
You can have it all. You can have all the benefits.
Right.
Now.
Right. Amen.
Now.
Amen. Yes.
You don't have to.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. As a matter of fact, there was a place in the Bible that said as Peter was preaching, or was it Paul? It's Paul or Peter. Can't remember right off. I apologize. Anyway, it was one of those two guys that as they were preaching, the Bible said that the Holy Ghost came on them right then and there. Let me tell you something. I don't even have to finish what I'm saying. And if you want the Holy Ghost, I'm ready. Hey, preacher, if that thing for whatever you're talking about, I may not understand. If this for me, I won't. If it's for me, I won't. If it's something only God has for me, I won't get. But he's just waiting on you. You're not waiting on God. Because he's already anticipating. He's already to do it right now.
So awesome, Jesus. I love you. Oh, amen. You are awesome, Lord. I worship you, my
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Acts chapter 2, verse 38. I'm going to be closing in just a few moments.
Jesus.
Repent, be baptized, and in the name of Jesus Christ. For the remission of your sins. We're going to have a baptism here in a few minutes. These boys, some of these boys and teenagers, they're going to get baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus.